Welcome to Dose of Courage, a podcast for purpose-driven women in search of community who are ready to level up in their faith, business, and life. I'm Courage Molina, your courage coach, here to equip you with the tools you need to live a bolder and more courageous life so you can increase your impact and income. Courage Crusaders, let's go.
Welcome back to the podcast. I don't know why I'm so excited. Like, honestly, I think it's this time of year that just gets me. I love this time of year. Even though it gets dark super quick. And that makes me want to go to bed so early. Wait, first, if you are new to the podcast, what's up? So glad that you have found your way to this place where we are doing amazing things here. And if you've been here coming back for a long time, you've been with me since the beginning. We started from the bottom, now we're here. I don't know what's happening with me right now, y'all. Like, legit. Don't know why I'm so excited. But I really am in such a great mood. I think it's the holiday time that does this to me, like their Christmas decorations, and it's getting closer to my birthday. But I'm glad that you are here. I hope you're as excited as I am to be here. I don't know what's going on, but we're gonna go with it. I'm not gonna try and stop it. I'm just gonna keep going. Just go ahead and go with it. Which is crazy because it's cold and it's not Christmas yet. It's just like after Thanksgiving. Oh, how was y'all's Thanksgiving? How rude of me. I hope that you had an amazing Thanksgiving, whether it was big or small, that you got some time to spend with the people that you love and eat food that you love and do some things that you love. And hopefully you were able to get in on the Black Friday sale that happened yesterday. Hopefully you were able to enroll in the Courageous Tribe or Courageous Discipleship and take advantage of the bundle. Or maybe you were able to get in on that legacy membership pricing. Maybe that's why I'm excited, because there were so many, and they're still there, guys, this weekend all the way through Cyber Monday. There are so many great deals that are available to you from me to you during this holiday season, so you can get your mind, your life right, you know, at the best possible price, like for holiday shopping. You can get this as a gift for yourself. You can enroll in some of these programs or purchase one of the DIY courses that's on the website. Go to couragemolina.org and check out all of the cyber deals. I'm telling you right now. Now, y'all my people. And so y'all here. So I'm just letting you know right now. Okay. There is not going to be a better sale, better deal, better bundle if you wait until Cyber Monday. Okay, that's not how this is going to work. I have limited spaces available in the Courageous Discipleship Program, which is the Bible program. I have limited spaces available for that. And I certainly have limited spaces available for Courageous Tribe. So don't wait. Like, oh, I'm gonna wait till Monday. You better get in where you fit in. Maybe that's where my excitement is, right? Because there's sales. You know, I love a good sale. And I do my shopping online anyway. I've been doing that for a long time. So maybe that's why I'm excited, right? Because it was Thanksgiving. And then we got hit with the Black Friday deals, and then today is Small Business Saturday, and then Monday is Cyber Monday. And so definitely go to the website, couragemolina.org. T-shirts are there. This is really when I throw out like all the things. I'm like, you know what, let's just put that up there too. You just give them a discount. Let's make this a bundle. So all of those things are up there. That makes sense. That's why I'm so excited. It's the food that I had for Thanksgiving and the shopping and the savings and the things that I plan to do on today, Small Business Saturday. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I don't know what that sound is, guys. Somebody else is excited about it as well. I don't know where that's coming from, and I can't make it stop. It will go away. Ignore the tone. So listen, it's super annoying though, right? When things don't go as we had planned. I couldn't have planned that anymore, any better. And so when things don't go as we had planned, then we get into this place where we start complaining, or maybe you don't complain. Maybe just keeping it real. Maybe you just being honest. Maybe you need to vent about what happened over the holiday season, right? What happened over Thanksgiving with your cousin, your auntie, them. They always worry about how much you weigh or your man or whatever. Maybe it's just like we complain and it makes us feel good in the moment, right? To complain about something or to just say, or like when I'm like, I don't know what that is, but that's aggravating. Like, okay, that's true. I didn't know what the sound was. I'm being honest. It was aggravating. And it's annoying that it happened during my recording. Now, the question is, when I'm done recording this podcast, am I going to call somebody up and complain about how I had some type of tone going off on the computer that they could hear on the microphone? And so now that sound is included. Am I going to complain about that? Right? Am I going to share that? You know, and sometimes when we share things, it's like we just want to get it off our chest. Like I said, it feels good in the moment. And there may be a place for that. There's a place for venting and there's a place for getting things off your chest. I tend to boil hot. So I feel like if I don't get it out, I'm going to explode. So I get it. But sometimes we make it a lifestyle and nobody's really immune to this, like complaining and negativity. You know, moms are complaining about their kids. We was complaining about them going to school. We were complaining about teachers. Now they home. We complain about them being home. Now maybe they going back to school. Now we complain about them going back to school, right? Wives, we're complaining about our husbands that they're not home enough, you know, because they're always working, or they need to make more money. They're always around, or like whatever. Like we're complaining about what they did, how they did it. If we have a job, we're complaining about how they do stuff on the job, about the pay that we're getting, about what they're requiring us to do, about the other people who ain't working as hard as us or who keep coming to work late, but they still getting paid like we getting paid. If we're bosses, we're complaining about employees that aren't showing up, that aren't doing the work, that are complaining. We are complaining about, you know, how we had to adjust and shift for the pandemic. As entrepreneurs, we complain about people not supporting us. I see so many posts where people are like, oh, you will share this, but you won't share it. Oh, you will share this trash, but let me post. If I post I got a new job, 7,000 likes. Post I started a business, 2 likes. And I'm not saying it's not true, right? We just keeping it real. But this is the thing. We can't choose what happens to us. I certainly did not choose to have that. I keep talking about it. It's a perfect illustration. That's all. We can't necessarily choose, you know, what happens to us. We can't choose everything that happens to us, but we can choose what we say about it. We can choose if we say something about it at all. And I'm just going to be honest as you're just because I want us to have a, I want for you and I, friend, me and you to have an honest relationship. Okay. So we can't have an honest relationship if I keep stuff from you. So as your courage coach and your favorite Bible teacher, I confess, I am a recovering complainer and keep it realer. I know, for shame, but I am. That is, it is my natural, it is very natural for me to complain. I do want to keep it real, right? I want to be honest. I'm just telling you how it is. Like that's, you know, that's what I want. I want to be honest with you. Those are the things that I say. That's not helpful. It's not, listen, that complaining and keeping it 100, that habit, I developed a habit. Oh, y'all knew where this was going. I developed a habit of complaining, venting, keeping it real, just being honest, right? I developed a habit of that. And that habit does not support me on my journey, right? To the next level, to level up. It doesn't support me on the journey. And so this is habit number 3, developing a positive and and powerful vocabulary. That is habit number three. So we've been talking about, I don't know if this is your first time listening, but we've been talking about the seven, I speak English sometimes, y'all. We've been talking about the seven essential habits to level up in faith, business, and life. And so I talked about habit one and habit two, and now this week we're talking about habit three. You can check those episodes out so that you can get all seven, right? Because we're going to do the next, we're going to continue this out through the end of the year. But this is habit number three, developing a positive and powerful vocabulary. So what I want to do in this session with you guys is I want to really define, I want to tell you what I mean when I'm saying positive and powerful vocabulary. I really want to define it for our community within the confines of this community. Now I'm sure you know what positive means and you know what powerful means, but I want to give the definition for our community, for the tribe of purpose-driven women that I serve, for Courage Crusaders all over the globe. Like, I want to define it for us. And so, you know, and I also want to talk a bit about why it's such an essential habit to have on your journey to the next level. So positive and powerful vocabulary. What I mean by that is these are words that encourage, they uplift, they demonstrate optimistic beliefs, they reflect our faith. They reflect and communicate a positive outcome. It's our way of communicating possibilities and opportunities, right? So positive and powerful vocabulary, words that encourage, uplift, demonstrate optimistic belief, reflect faith, positive outcomes, communicate possibilities and opportunities, right? That's what I mean when I say developing a positive and powerful vocabulary. And you know, I'm gonna start with the one hit a quitter, right? I could literally end on this. The reason that we want to develop a positive and powerful vocabulary is because we're co-creators with Christ. What we say creates our environment. The Word of God tells us that the power of life and death lies in our tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So the power that you possess, right, for life and death, it's in the words that you say. Even the Word of God talks about, it's not so much what we put in our body, it's not what goes in our mouth that defiles us, it's what comes out it. Okay, so what we say is making us or breaking us. And so if we develop vocabulary that's positive and powerful, that means that we will create an environment, right, that is positive and powerful. We will be able to create and see, recognize, identify more possibilities and opportunities instead of like shortcomings and things that haven't worked out. Really, you know, when we speak positively, when we use words that are positive and powerful, they boost our moods. Like, there is this study that was done. And it's, this study is written in a journal. It's like some type of cognitive something study, right, of effective neuroscience, which basically is like how what we do actually affects the brain, like actually impact, like the science of what we say impacting our brain. And so they did this study, and in doing this testing, they looked at, they did like a functional MRI, right, to see like the functionality of the brain. And what they saw is that when people are using like affirmations, which are what? Positive, powerful words, that it actually changes the brain, right? It gives, so now the brain looks like the brain looks when you've won something, or like, so it taps into your reward circuit. Right. So if you win something, there's something that happens in the brain that makes you feel good about the winning. Right. It's not the win. There's something that connects in your brain when you've won that releases these whatever. And so you feel great. Right. It energizes you. It's the same thing when we eat foods that we love. Right. That's why we call them comfort food. They make us feel good. We love them. They taste good. You feel good when you have a delicious meal. Okay? When you have a delicious meal, that's just me. You were eating that Thanksgiving. You were eating that turkey. You were like, oh, he was like, oh, I feel so good. You felt so good. You were so excited even about eating it before you even got a chance to eat it. And so, you know, when we use positive and powerful vocabulary, it boosts our mood. It makes like we won something. It boosts our confidence. It energizes you. And let me tell you something. What you need on this journey to leveling up is you definitely need confidence. We talk about that all the time. And you need the energy to do the work that you've been called to do. You need the energy to show up and show out for the people that you were called to serve, right? And so one way that you can support that, because this is all about building habits, right? One way that I can support this thing that I have to do. So I have to show up to speak, or I have to show up, I wrote a book, or what, you know, whatever your area is, you want to show up energetic and in a positive mood and in a good mood. You want to show up confident, like, hey, you see it, right? Like that's how you want it to be. It also, like, this is so, friends. I just gonna take like a little side note right here real quick and tell you that I really love learning. And so when I develop a program, or like we've been talking about these 7 habits, I look back over my life to see how I've been able to level up. And so these are the habits that I'm sharing with you. When I do that, it's like, oh, I know this worked because it worked for me, right? And then I've helped my clients the same way. But when I read about it in a book of science or psychology, and it supports what I've been telling y'all, but I was telling y'all that before I read the article, I be feeling so good, okay? Yes, I said I be. I feel so amazing when that happens. And so when you have a positive and powerful vocabulary, guess what? Not only does it boost your mood, makes you feel like you won something, not only does it boost your confidence, it energizes you, it actually can reduce pain and discomfort. It can reduce stress. So what I say out my mouth can reduce my stress. So that, just for the record, means that the opposite is probably also true, that what I say out my mouth can also increase my pain, increase my discomfort, and increase my stress. It can dampen my mood and kill my confidence and zap my energy, right? You ever talked about something? See, this is the thing. Something crazy happens. Something bad happens. Something disappointing happens. And then you tell a friend about it. Or you talk about it, or you describe it, or you saying something to yourself about it, right? Like, so you start to talk about it. I have something in my eye, y'all. I'm sorry. You start to tell somebody about it, and you're using all of these negative words. You're just like, you keeping it real. You just getting it off your chest. You're venting, all of those things. When you're done, very rarely does that feeling that you felt when you were telling it, very rarely do you feel better, right? You may not be as angry, or you may not be upset, but you do not, like, your mood is not now improved, right? You're just not mad no more. But you're not like, oh my gosh, now that I told you that, I feel great. Most of us don't feel great, especially if we're doing this as a lifestyle, right? Especially if we're doing this as a lifestyle. So if I want to reduce my pain and discomfort and my stress, that I'm going to use positive and powerful vocabulary. It also increases your resilience, or improves your resilience, strengthens your resilience. Not really sure which word I should use there. But it helps your resilience, right? When you use positive and powerful vocabulary, then when you go through something, when you have a setback, you are able to get up and go at it again. That's like resilience is like that bounce back that you have. We fall down, but we get up. They weeble and they wobble, but they don't fall down, right? That means you can take a hit, but then you're going to get up and you're going to move forward through it. And how long it takes you to do it and your ability to do it, that's like a measure of your resilience, which, by the way, you can strengthen and improve. You can strengthen and improve your resilience. Some people are more resilient because they've been through things and they've practice or they have a support system, they have these habits that help them to improve their resilience, where one of those things is developing a powerful and positive vocabulary. So it helps your resilience. This is all good stuff. I don't know why we wouldn't want to develop a positive and powerful vocabulary. Because let me tell you something. I can honestly say that no matter how I felt in the moment, or even like, I would even say when I first started to read articles like back in the day about, because I was like, I was reading them about anger, how to deal with anger, kind of like a self, like a anger management, like a little anger management journey I was on. I know you probably can't believe I had any anger issues, but like a little anger management situation. When I started to read these articles that were to help me, because I didn't want to respond. I didn't want anger to be my default. Anger used to be my default emotion, response, like something happened, I'm mad before I'm anything else. Before I'm sad, before I'm hurt, embarrassed, whatever. Default was anger. And so when I started reading these articles about like anger management and things like that, and I read these articles about venting, you know, not to like venting isn't helpful. Psychology shows this. I was like, that is so dumb, because whenever I vent, I do feel better, right? I do feel better. Like, I remember saying that. But let me tell you this. Even if that's how you feel right now, fine, that's your argument. You know, I'm not an expert so I'm in that area, so I can't really argue that point. But what I will say is this. You might feel better after venting and keeping it real or whatever, but it is not helpful to you on this journey. That's it, really. So you have to make a decision. Am I committed to do keeping the habits that I had, even if I realize there's a better habit or a habit that's going to have a greater impact or more positive impact or help me more on this journey? That's for you to decide. So you can hold on to any habit you want to hold on to. That's cool. It's fine. But what you have to ask yourself is, what is my goal here? And if you are committed to leveling up in your faith, and in your business and in your life, then I want you to develop a positive and powerful vocabulary. Then you need to develop a positive and powerful vocabulary for all of the reasons that I said. And those things are important on this journey to the next level in your faith. When I speak positively, it's an exercising of my faith. When I say things that aren't as though they are, that is practicing my faith. Right? I'm living and exercising what I say I believe. I'm applying the word, which we talked about last week. Habit, not last week. Was it last week? We talked about one of these weeks. Yeah, it was last week. We talked about strategic and consistent Bible study, right? When I'm reading this word and I'm applying it to my life, when I study things that show me that my words have an impact on my world, and what I say is going to create the environment, then I want to say things that are in alignment with the environment I'm trying to create, with the life I'm trying to build. Why say things? The Lord says that a foolish woman tears down her house. Why are we tearing down our house, our dream homes, and our dream lives, and our dream relationships with the words that come out of our mouth? Because venting, we feel better after we vent. I'm not loyal to that. I am committed to leveling up in every area I can level up in. I'm committed to leveling up in my faith, in my business, and in my life. And I know that God is going to meet me there. I know that God's got great things for me, but I also know that faith without works is dead. So if I want different, I have to move different, right? As things are revealed and I learn something new, when I know better, I got to do better, right? And so if you are committed to leveling up, then your first assignment is to take the pledge. If you haven't taken the pledge, go to the website, couragemolina.org, and take the pledge. And the pledge is basically you making a declaration and a commitment to do what you need to do, to develop the habits that you need to develop these 7 essential habits so that you can level up in your faith and in your business and in your life. right? Because you understand that wealth is your birthright, because you have a desire to leave a legacy of impact, right? So if that's you and you haven't taken the pledge, come on over to the website, take the pledge. You know that's part of your homework. If you've already taken the pledge, yay! You can share it, tag me, let me see that you in it with me. Okay. The second thing, I know I'm so hyped today. I want you to share in the Dose of Courage community any ahas that you got from this episode, from this session. Share it in the group. If you're not in the group, make sure that you join it. You can go to couragemolina.org to find the community so that you can get in. It is on Facebook, but if you're like, I couldn't find it, just go to the website. There's a link there to help you get into the community. And as always, share, screenshot, share it on your Instagram, share it on your Facebook. Y'all share it and y'all screenshot it and y'all tag me, but I always am forgetting to share it on my stories. I'm always just so excited. I'm always like, when I see it, I'm like, oh, look at her. Somebody, oh, that's, I feel so good about it. You know what I'm saying? That I forget to share it on my story. I'm going to be so much better, guys. I'm going to be so much better because I want you to know I see you and I appreciate you. So if you're rocking with me, go ahead, screenshot it. If this blessed you in some way, take a screenshot. Share it on Instagram, share it in Facebook, share it on your Instagram stories, tag me on either place or both place at Courage Molina, share it with a friend in your text message and in a slide in a inbox, you know, slide in a DMs or whatever and let them know. Thank you so much. I pray that this session has helped you to take one more step forward to showing up as your most bold self so that you can start taking courageous action, you know, consistently, so you can level up in your life and in your faith and your business, and you can start to, you know, see an increase in your impact and your income. You know, that's really what I want for y'all. That's what I'm here for. That's what this is all about. All right. Until next time, y'all. Listen, y'all might want to do a little workout. Oh, don't forget while you're at couragemolina.org to check out these holiday deals, man. They will not last. Monday is the last day. If you're listening to this after the holiday time, you know, I'm very sorry for you. You can still go to couragemolina.org and see what's there. You know, it might be something awesome there for you even after Monday. It's not going to be as great as this weekend sale, though. So it is what it is. All right. I love y'all. Later. Bye.